Hey, all. I just wanted to go through the process of getting a distance bioresonance from me. At the end, I'll sort of put the costs with the different prices, but it's something that because I can do it from a distance, it can really empower people to get on with sort of get a lot of information about their health. So, firstly, this is a it's called a Solex AO scanner. I've been using it for nearly 3 years now, and I just love it. So I'm going to go to the first place that I do. So this particular scan is the first one that I do, and it's called an easy scan. So what I need to do is get 15 seconds of your voice so that when I'm playing that to the device, it's taking in 15 seconds of your voice, which has 7,000 frequencies, and those 7,000 frequency are what target you to the device so that you're the only person on the planet that it can be. So you're the only person on the planet that it can be targeting because of the 7,000 frequencies of the voice. The other things we need, of course, are your height, weight, email, your full name, current photo, head and to the bottom of your neck, preferably with no sunnies on, preferably with no hat on. And basically that data is put into the device and then it's scanning you from a distance. Now, the nice thing about this, because I've done distance stuff for so many years, both with distance Reiki, distance kinesiology, there's actually lots of research about distance prayer as well. So there's all sorts of studies out there about distance healing. Like this is not a new phenomenon. And with bioresonance healing, a lot of people have used it over the last 100 years. So bioresonance has been around. It's sort of a combination of Tesla and I was going to say Epstein and Einstein and people like that. You don't want Epstein data out there. Anyway, so that's one of the things. And what this particular scan does, I'll get an old one for you. So what this particular scan does is shows a report that basically gives you some frequencies that you can listen to on a daily basis for a start. So when you are using this report, it gives you a 5 minute, a 10 minute, or continuous noises or and it can be anything. It can be nature, it can be music, it can be opera, it can be all sorts of things. So if you play this every day, morning and night, it will help to bring your cells and your emotions back into balance. So that's one of the things I love about it. But that's just part one. The other thing that it does is gives you some power colors. So these are the power colors for me the last time I did this scan. So the blue turquoise as well as the yellow. And then it shows me some it shows me my chakras, it shows me some foods, it shows me all sorts of things that are out of whack. So whenever this was, my lungs were high energy. Now that can be the lungs being the lungs themselves, you know, struggling because there's crap in the atmosphere or maybe getting a cold or something like that. But it can also be the emotions associated with that, and I'll show you that in a sec. So green is good, red is bad. And I think there's blue as well. So blue is low energy, red is high energy, green is balanced. So there's also small intestine energy, which is high, and then low energy with conception vessel, which is the conscious brain. But down here, it gives you a bit more information. So with the lung energy, which is overworking up here, so we've got a couple of double reds there in the lungs. Down here, when you're looking at it, the physical links can be about the respiratory system, lungs, bronchial immune system, allergies, or skin. But it can also be the emotional stuff of conceit, intolerance, communication issues, and grief. So it sort of gives you a bit of an idea about things that you might be able to meditate on or think about at the time and sort of think, oh, you know, where am I sitting? So it's not always a physical thing. Is what that means. Then when you get down into the bottom, this was actually pretty good. I've been taking a lot of redox molecules, and I find that the more redox molecules I take, the better my blood is, because this is out of about 800 bloods that it's just checked. So this is a very short list, which is just awesome. But there is a bit of cytokine activity, which is an inflammatory hormone. And, you know, so it just gives you a bit of an idea, but you can go through and have a really good look at different systems in the body. When I send through the third scan. Now, the second scan that I do for people is called the body system scan. And the first day that I got my AO scanner was the first day they ever had this 13 body system scan. Now, what this one is doing is looking at systems like your circulation, your lymphatics, your nervous system, your urinary tract, all sorts of things like that. And it's really targeting in on those and looking for the worst things in there. So everyone has a look and they think, oh my God, I'm dying. You're not dying. So, well, everyone's dying, but it's sort of like it's targeting. So you might see a whole bunch of viral activity. You might see a whole bunch of heavy metal stuff. You might see a whole bunch of nutritional deficiencies. So, and it's different for everyone. Obviously, it's different for everyone. So what I'll do is show you what that one looks like. So this is the body system scan. And once again, this is my the last time I had a report. Sorry about that. So basically, it goes through. And it goes through each system. It gives you an overview of this system. So, circulatory system, it gives you a bit of an idea so you can have a look and go, okay, so this is what we're talking. Aorta, the liver, the vena cava, the digestive system, the lower body. So, it's not just as simple as the bloodstream. It's got a whole bunch of stuff going on. And then it gives you an idea. So, the circulatory body, these are the areas in my circulation that are struggling the most. Anything you're interested in, the great thing about, AI and all that jazz is that you can search anything and have a quick look. It'll bring up Wikipedia and give you a quick idea about anything that you're wondering about. What is a brachial artery? Well, you can pull that up and have a look. So you can just use your computer or your phone to sort of find these things, but it's really quite fabulous when you do have a look. So anyway, so it gives you the areas in the circulation that are struggling the most. That's really interesting, that little area in there, because I've had right hip pain the last few nights. Yeah, so don't panic. Don't panic. It's information, and information is power. Over here in the circulation vitals. So for me, there's molybdenum, there's issues with my vascular elasticity, the cerebral blood vessel elasticity. So all those little blood vessels in my head, the peripheral resistance. So the heart peripheral resistance and the cerebrovascular. Now that sounds really bad, doesn't it? But basically, what we need to be doing, and everyone needs to be doing this, if I drink too much coffee, that's going to affect all of those. If I don't drink enough water, that's going to affect all of those. If I don't do enough exercise, that's going to affect all of those. So down here under each one, it gives us some suggestions. So the ways to improve your circulatory frequency statistics. Now it's got a database of things. And what it does is look at your frequencies and work out the five, six, seven best things for you. So for this is ubiquinol, which is coenzyme Q10. It's the most important exercise for the heart. Saying massages wouldn't be a bad idea. I love that idea. Increasing minerals, increasing hydration, which is pretty funny. I think I've had two coffees and no water this morning. Fulvic and humic acid, that's about detoxification. They help to bind heavy metals and take them out. And Solex Prime is basically a good multi-mineral. So, when you're looking at that sort of thing, it gives you a bit of an idea about what you can do. So when you start going through your 13 body systems, you might have a look at these for all of them and go, right, what I'm seeing is a real pattern here. So here, pulse is about niacin and nitric oxide. That is about, once again, it's getting that information through your blood vessels and capillaries. And so it gives you some hints as to what you can do. Obviously, Solex has its own products, but you don't need to buy them. You can just sort of make a little list and see which ones make the most sense to you. So it goes through all of your body systems and has a look. And I think it's just amazing. Like even here with the digestion, it's sort of like liver meridian, triple warmer meridian. Now, when I see meridians in there, meridians are about that electrical energy flow through your body. So it means that through my digestion, I don't have great electrical energy flowing through there, since there was a couple of meridians showing up as being, vitally important for my digestive tract. And again, what does it tell me? Increase hydration, reduce sugar, chew food thoroughly. Use a mid-meal hydrochloric acid. So that's a digestive enzyme. And then it's suggesting the niacin, nitric oxide, and some D1 and some vitamin D and K supplementation. So you see, so this goes through 13 body systems. That's the second scan I do. And actually, I'll show you the new panel. So this is a new panel that they popped in about 6 months ago, October last year, which is really exciting because it just gives you a really quick scan of some major hormones in your body. Now, I know here in Australia to get a reverse T3 test, it can cost between 150 and 200 bucks if the doctor will allow you to do it. Most doctors don't even allow you to do it. So that's a sign, it's a marker for thyroid health. So, and what I'm looking for here is anything that's out of balance by 40% one way or the other. So minus 40% or More or, so basically 40%. So the things that are out of whack with me that are, is the thyroid peroxidase antibody. Now, I don't worry about that. I don't want antibodies to go on with my thyroid. And if you Google thyroid peroxidase antibody and it was minus 58%, you go, well, gee, that's a good thing. And so my parathyroid, though, it's a little underactive by 65%. That's not awesome. And insulin. Now, the whole thing about insulin is that it sounds like a bad thing to have not enough, and it can be. We need insulin. It's a really important nutrient, and it's about the metabolism of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, and the absorption of glucose from the cells into cells of the liver, fat, and skeletal muscles. So basically, you want everything to be in balance, but that's a nice thing about this is that each time you run these scans, it's helping to bring your cells closer back into balance. Now, the third scan that I do is called the vitals. So it's similar to the first one because it goes through these 800 bloods again. The reason sometimes the bloods are really long, you'll get lots and lots of things. The more out of balance our body is, the more things show up in these. But with this one, it's basically showing a whole bunch of stuff. So you see here, it's a much bigger one than the easy scan initially. So again, I always send it through as reds and greens. Green is good, red is bad. But with foods, if you're struggling with your digestion, anything that's red, probably avoid it until the next time you get a scan because the cells don't have something about that, whether they don't have the enzymes or whether you're stressed or whether the nutrition isn't there, whatever it is, there's something going on with the ability for the body to break down these red ones in here. So then if you whip down again, it will also try to balance you. So now in the third one, my chakras are all back in balance. My lungs still over-energized, whatever this was the other day, something was annoying me. So that's sort of interesting. And yeah, small intestine is back into balance. And what was the other one? Conception vessel still wasn't in balance. So whatever was going on in my brain and whatever was going on in my small intestine and lungs, there was something going on in there. And then it gives you this really cool panel with digestion, inflammation, insulin resistance. So there's a whole bunch of stuff in for the heart, the brain, the circulation. And you can, once again, you can just sort of look these little guys up. So you can sort of scan them and just get Wikipedia to tell you what it's about, so that you go, okay, doesn't mean anything to me, and a lot of things won't mean anything to you. But to me, I'm looking at the overall amount of red bits in each system. So amino acids, digestive enzymes, macrominerals, microminerals, it looks for these genes, the MTHFR genes, every man and his dog's talking about them these days. But if you've got the correct nutrition whizzing through your body, that often doesn't show up. So there's all sorts of things in there, including viruses, parasites, fungus, molds. So,
Foundation.
no, not necessarily. So, yeah, I've got David here. So, with this particular one, red just means out of balance. Green is within balance. With the first scan, and I'll go back to this again with the easy scan because that's a good point. I just want to point out that with these ones, when you get a one and a two, so macadamias, my body isn't coping with, aloe vera, my body isn't coping with, a one and a two mean that it's something to do with macadamias, something, and it could be anything, that's decreasing cellular energy. Something, if I have something there that's an eight or a nine, there. So whatever this little fungus is here, the Pneumocystis jirovecii, that little fungus there, it's an eight. There's something about that fungus that's increasing inflammation. So on this panel here with the easy scan, because I do send it through with ones, twos, eights, and nines, this first one, the ones and twos are decreasing cellular energy. Something about it is decreasing cellular energy. The eights and the nines, something about them is increasing inflammation. So that's what those ones, twos, eights, and nines are about. So that's the easy scan, the vitals, and the body system scans. Now, there's another one I do, but this is an extra cost. It's called the comprehensive scan because it's such a huge one. So the thing I love about this one is that, again, it shows the entire body from, actually, I think this is a shorter scan. Now, this isn't the one that does the entire body. But basically, again, I'm looking for red. So sometimes I just run a quick one and that just goes through the areas with the most biggest problems in the body, which is fine. So feel, see, this is the left shoulder and it goes through each little individual area and tells me my little subscapular bursa is inflamed and my glenoid labrum. So this little area here on my left shoulder is having a problem. That's where I had a chronic, I had frozen shoulder right there about 5, 6 years ago. So each area of the body you can whip through and have a look. Have a look at the digestion in there. There's a whole bunch of red, which is interesting because on the other scan, the small intestine showed up being inflamed. So there's the kidneys, there's the neck, there's the rectum, there's the reproductive organs, you know. So it goes through and it checks. The one that I send through is much, much bigger than this. It takes about 30 minutes. So that's why I sort of, you know, but this is overall and it goes through all sorts of things. So if there's anything you're worried about in your entire body, you can have a look and see here. It actually says how, what percentage away from ideal it is. So my shoulders, the percentage away from ideal are 32%. And you know, that feels right. I couldn't do 10 push-ups if I tried because I've got chronic, oh. They're not in pain all the time, but when I sleep, I'm aware of my shoulders. I'm aware of my shoulders. So that's the four scans that I run for people from a distance. And I'll put my email address as well as my phone number. There's also, you know, you can contact me on Facebook. So my Facebook page, yeah, my Facebook page is Madonna Guy at New Leaf Natural Therapies. If you're in Australia, you can text me 0417 643 849. That's 0417 643 849. And it's something that can give you so much information, you know, that it gives you so many suggestions, you know, on that body system scan that you can actually get started with your health, you know, and it gives, like, I just love this technology. It's phenomenal how accurate it is. So anyway, that's my little 2 cents worth today. And I'll, if you're interested, just let me know. Have a great day. Bye.